Enclosures of the Giants. I'm used to archaeologists making the sign of the evil eye and turning their backs on me when I show up at their excavations. But Professor Schmidt is refreshingly different. Although he knows very well who I am, he permits me and my wife, the photographer Santa Fire, to climb down into Enclosure D and explore it. All four of the main enclosures so far excavated at Göbekli Tepe are strictly off-limits to the public and under the eye of watchful guards, but there's an image on one of the pillars in Enclosure D that I need to take a much closer look at than the walkway affords. Indeed, I can't even see it from the walkway, so Schmidt's generosity of spirit is welcome. We enter the enclosure along a plank, which leads to an as-yet unexcavated 2-meter-high partition of rubble and earth separating the two main central pillars, one to the east and the other to the west. Quarried from the very hard crystalline limestone of the region and polished to a flawlessly smooth finish, these colossal pillars glow mellow gold in the sun. I know from Professor Schmidt that they are about 5.5 meters, that's 18 feet tall, and that each of them weighs more than 15 tons. Scrambling down onto the floor of the enclosure, I note that they stand on stone plinths, each about 20 centimeters or 8 inches high, that have been carved directly out of the living bedrock. In a row along the front edge of the plinth under the eastern pillar, squatting back on their tails with no wings evident, 7 seemingly flightless birds have been sculpted in high relief. With their stylized anthropomorphic appearance enhanced by their angled T-shaped heads, the central pillars loom over me like twin giants. Though they're not my primary target, I seize the opportunity to examine them closely. Their front edges, representing their chests and bellies, are quite slim, only about 20 centimeters wide, while their flanks measure a bit over a meter, about 4 feet from front to back. Both figures, as I'd noticed from the walkway, have arms carved in low relief at their sides, crooked at the elbows and terminating in hands with long, thin fingers. These fingers wrap round the fronts of the pillars, almost meeting over their bellies. Above the hands, covering their chests, are hints of an open-fronted garment. Just below the hands, both figures also wear a broad belt, again carved in low relief, decorated with a distinct